Weiter in Shas, we are above Matilda Peizayin, picking up on the top of Peizayin, the second line. Ksiv eka paslechem, the pasuk says that I will take, Avraham Avinu goes and says, I'm going to give you a paslechem, it's a little bit of bread. Ksiv ela bakar ratzav, and then it said, when you got him a feast, you know, the bakar to the cattle. Amar belaz, I'm conscious to give him over my atfas, I'm harbe from here, we see that tzaddikim, they say a little, but they do a lot. Rishayim, I'm harbe, I feel my atim, when someone comes to Rishayim, they say a lot, but they don't even do a little. Minalan, where do we know this from? Ephron. The Hikar, so what did Ephron say when he's going negotiating with Avram in order to buy Marasa Machpelah to sell to him for the, you know, he wanted to buy for his wife who died? Eretz Arbameos Shekel Kesef, he says to him, oh, land that's worth 400 silver shekel. Beinu Beincha Mahi, you know, go ahead, take it to Mischa Kavor and go and bury your dead. Then it says, Vaishma Avram El Ephron, and he heard Ephron, meaning he's like, oh, what's this land that's 400 silver coins? What's it between friends? Go ahead, take it. But he understood what he meant to Vishkal Avram. And he gave him the money that he had spoken out over there. There's 400 silver coins over the sochet. Lo shaklumimne ella kantori. Ephron didn't take anything except for kantori. Kantori was a, Rashi says, mishkal gadol. Mea, what's good, what's equal mea mana. So he, the amount that he had given him of Avraham's mea shekel was... The word shekel could be used in all different places, and kantori is one area. So he ended up paying, if you do the math, comes out that he paid like a million shekel for this maratam kantira. There's a place where they call shekel a kantira. Okay, ksiv kamach, it says kamach siv solas and solas. When he goes and tells Sarah to go and to make the food for him, what does it say? It says, Vayimar Avram Ha'olel, Sarah Vayimar Ma'ari, Shlosh Sa'im, Kemach, Solas, Lushi, Vasigos, Kemach, then Solas. So which one is it? Kemach or is it Solas? Kemach is less, lower level quality, and Solas is higher quality. Amar Vitzlik says, Mikan Sha'isha Tzara Ineha, Baruchim Yosem Yish. From here we see that a woman is more kamsanit. Stingy than a man when it comes to gas. Rashi says, he amr kemach v'hu solas. She said, I'll do kemach. And he said, no, we're doing solas. Ksev, the pasuk says, lushi vasigos, go knead and make cakes. Ksev, and it says, v'ika chema v'chalav ben bakar. And then when it says, when it brought up the stuff, it says he brought the cream and the milk and the stuff, but he didn't bring vila lechem loisi lekamari. He didn't bring the lechem there. What's going on? For the Gemara, Elmar Ephraim makshah tamidu shari meir, bishvidari meir. Ephraim Maksha, the one who would ask Kashas, he came and he said, Avraham Avinu ochel chulin b'tarahaya. He used to eat chulin in the state of Tahara. V'sari menu, osayon pierce anida. She became anida, and therefore they couldn't eat it. Rashi says, chazer lios lo orech nashim. And therefore, the bread that she made was tamei. It goes on the Gemara, it says, V'yomer yalav ha'yi sari yishtecha. Where is Sari, your wife? That's what the Malachim said. Where's Sari, right? Fayom is Hine Baola. She is in, and he said, she's in the tent. Lodia, she's sorry, you made it so nice in order to let us know that she was Sanua. They knew she was in the tent. Elamai Baol, then why is it that they did this little shtickle that's saying, Oel, Kadil Chava, Baila, in order to make her more beloved to her husband? Rashi says that Lodia, to let him know, Shehit Sinuame in Meshar Chavruteh, she was more Sinuah than the rest of her friends. She ain't a nearest for Tech Lishalachra, that she's not seen, you have to be asked after. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Omer, Kadil Shagir, Lag, Kosh Bach, because I wanted to give her a Kosh Bracha. Tani Mishim Rabbi Yosef, Lama Nokur Allah Yosh, Shabay Love. Why is it Nokud, Nekudos, over the letters Aleph Yud and Vav? In that word, limda Torah derech eretz, it's teaching the Torah, teaching derech eretz. Yishcha adam bechsanya shalom. A person should ask how the rabbitzin is doing. Rashi says, v'hainu nekudos ayo. The lo hayu tzvichan l'shal. The odom hayu shihibah. They knew that. The chol nekuda okeres hatevav sheina ela l'drasha v'drush minah derech eretz. Come and teach you derech eretz. Yishcha adam bechsanya shalom. I've omer Shmuel in shalom bishalom yishcha klal. You don't ask about, you know, the person's wife. You don't do such a thing to a woman. They buy the shanim. It's through the husband. It's different. Rashi says, "Lo she yishallah l'shal minah." You're saying, "How are you?" Ella lebayla yishal mashlom agiveres. How's your wife doing? Not that you're sending a message to her. Achrei b'lo says liedna. She says, "After I've already withered, am I going to go and become edna, smooth skinned again, like when they said that you're going to have a baby?" Rav Chisa said, "Achreshin nisbala basa v'rabu akmatim." After the skin is already withered and there's a lot of wrinkles over there. The skin became smooth and everything became beautiful like it was. Ksiv, it says, Vaduni Zaken, my master is old, my master is old. Rashi says, Amelah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shei Amar V'Ani Zakanti. When Hashem comes to Avinu and says, oh, you know, your wife said that she became old. But really, she said, my master is old. Ksiv, V'Ani Zakanti, and I'm old. Delo Mosiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedaka Amar I. Hashem didn't pass a message on that she actually said. Tada, Rabbi Shmuel, God will show him how great is peace. I feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shina Shina Bo. I feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu go and change words. Or with that peace, and now my Vitzel Sabi Kirba Vadim Nizokain. She said, my master is over. Go and make Nizokain. Oksiv, Yom Hashem Alavam, Vanizokanti, and I became old. I didn't want to make him feel bad. Vatomer, Bibila, Rabbi Nika, Badim Sarah. After Yitzchak was born, the Pasuk says, Sarah said, who could have told Avram Sarah would nurse children? And it's talking about in the plural. Banim, what does it mean, children? Kama banim, how many children did she nurse? I'm Rabbi Levi. Osa yom shagam alavram misilka b'no, the day that they were gamal, in other words, that they were weaned from nursing. Asa su de gadol, they made a very big, a great feast. Hali kol umas olam ranin in b'omim, everyone going, they were all speaking out and saying, wow, reisim zakin zakena shavio sufim in a shuk, you see this, Avram Avinu, and so they took, it's a Sufi, and Rashi says, what's a Sufi? Yelled in a shuk. Vlona Shalmi, they didn't know who it was. He's gathered them in. Vamotze Osvo, Vamotze Osvo Labais, he brought them in. Vomrim Benenu, and they're saying they're his, that this kid is theirs. That's cute. Vlo, Elisha Osa Mishta Gadol, Ami Duverim. And they're making a big party to prove the what they're saying. Ma'as Avinu, what did he do? Halach Vizimat Kol Gadol Adori, he invited all the greats of the people there. Vasari Amina Zimna Sushim, he invited the wives. Kol Achas Achas, Heviu Banayimam. All of them brought their children with them. Minikta Lo Heviu, but they didn't bring their nursemaids. Vanas and Ace Vasari Midas and Ace Don, Venifta Dadea Kishne Mayonos. Her chest opened up like two fountains. Venika school, and she nursed every baby there. But I remember around the Norman Sailor was saying, okay, I'm sorry, Vitisham Shana, Taylor, maybe Sarah gave birth, but Avram, Meishanyol, what, he's going to have a kid and he's 100? Mian have a class upon him. Yitzhak, immediately the face of Yitzhak changed, and he looked exactly like Venid Milan, looked like Avram Vino, Pascal Colomb, everyone said, Avram, holy, this is like Avram gave birth to him. Wow, amazing. At Avram Loy Zikna, until Avram Vino, there was no Zikna. The people didn't get old. You couldn't tell the difference in people. They looked exactly the same. They didn't change their features. Amanda Havabai, Mishtai about the Avram, so whoever wants to speak with Avram, Mishtai about Yitzchak, would speak to Yitzchak, about the Yitzchak, Mishtai about the Avram. They would look like Avram, look like Yitzchak. They look the same, except for people who confuse the two of them. Until us, Avram, Boy Rachim, Avram came and he davened, Rosh Hashanah, Kiddush HaKiyuv, Beino, Lebeno. So people can tell the difference between the two of them. V'hava Zikna, and then we have this idea of old age coming. She remember, Avram Zakin, Baba Yamin, Avram Avinu was old, he was coming in years. Ad Yaakov Lo, Avra Chulsha, until Yaakov Avinu, there was never a thing about a person feeling sick, like before they appearing weak before they got sick. Also, Yaakov Baruch Hu, he go and he daven for Rachman. He prayed that Va'avet Choshen Shenem, and came back. Says Va'yomer LeYosef, Hinei Avicha Chola. He said, Yosef, what? Your father is sick. Yeah. Why is it that he would do that? Rashi says that a person will be able to go and tell his household what he wants to do before he goes and he dies. Ados Elisha loved the Chalish ve'ichta ispach. Until Elisha, there was no one who got sick and got better. Rashi says, finished rapping and got better from their sickness. Elisha bar Racham, Elisha came and he prayed for this. Ispach, and he got better. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Elisha chala as cholio asher yomis bo. Elisha got sick with the sickness he would die from. Chal to chala chali achriti implies that he had another sickness he got sick before that. Tana Rabbanan. Shlosha chala Elisha. Three times Elisha got sick. Echad shetach v'lichazi b'tiyah. The one is that he pushed away and he chazi with two hands. We saw this in Sota, at the end of Sota. Memzayin. When did he push him away? When he took the goods that Naaman had decided to give a gift to Elisha. For whatever reason, read the story. Elisha didn't want to take it, and Gehazi said yes, and Elisha pushed him away. Vechad shegera duben betinokos. Another was the fact that he caused bears to come against kids. This is when the story of, this is Malachim also, that there were these people that were like making fun of him, messing with him. He cursed them, and then these bears came out and killed 42 these kids, and they got punished for causing that to happen. And the other one that he died from, Shenemer, Elisha Chala, Eschalio, Asher Yomispo, they got sick with the sickness that he was going to die from. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah, Elat Shaloya Eschil B'malacha. Right, the Mishnah said, when he says, I'm going to, I told them I'm going to feed them and give them food to eat. And he said, oh, you wouldn't, even no matter how much food you give them, would it be enough? Like, you know, because how much, like, they're B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So he said, see, for Abraham, so Ela Achel Yisrael Bach, before they start, go and tell them, Amenashe in Lechem Alai, Ela Pas Vikitness, and the condition of nothing more than bread and beans. Amarle, Rav Acha Bered, Rav Yosef, the Rav Chista. Pas Kitness Tanan, or Pas Vikitness Tanan? Do you call it Pas Kitness or Pas Vikitness? Like, is it the bread of beans or bread and beans? Amarle, Halukim, Tzvicha Vav, and he's a Vav, Ki Mordia Delibros. It's like the pole that's used in order to push against the water that doesn't get. They use like the sticks that when the boats would come in, they would push against the rocks. You gotta have a vav there. You don't have to say anything. After that, you said you're gonna feed them. You have to tell them, like, you know, I'm only gonna feed you this. Because I call it Kimenege Medina. Everybody goes according to Kimenege Medina. I call it Sayyamai. What's that coming to include? I see you have the time to include that which it says in the Brawa Weisa in the right. It says here the Tanah, but it's actually the Tanya, says Mr. Shas, the Tanya. The Tanya, Hatzokha, suppose someone go, why is hire as a worker? And he says, I'm going to pay you like one or two of the people that are here. Rashi says, Bala Bayas, Harisha, Karach, Alai, Kechemi, Pola, Ear. Now, what's the din? No, some little people, Shabaskir, see. The guy can pay the lowest that's in the city. You have to figure out what's the average of the two of them, and then you go and you pay what the average is. Okay. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah. Ve'elu ochlim in Torah, and these are workers that can eat me the rice. Rashi says ve'elu polim ochlim mimash oskimbo. That which they were. We spoke about the previous Mishnah was talking about the idea of different deals you make with the people. But then we have the rice that level the things, different types of workers that they get certain things. These are people that eat me the rice. And the Gemara is going to speak out. Rashi is going to tell us. The Gemara is going to speak out where we learn this from. But first, let's just see it. Osib mechuber lekarka b'shas gemar melacha. One who's working with stuff that's mechuber lekarka. Right, what does Rashi says by Gemara Melacha? It's the tolshin or so. They're chopping the stuff, you know, they're from the ground. They're doing talisha. But tolish min akarka atshal nigmar melachto, or if they're working with the stuff, the produce that's detached in the ground before it's finished off, before it's complete. Rashi says atshal nigmar melachto lemaiser ve'im bar chalahu atshal nigmar melacha lechala. We're going to see the Pesukim. What's that talking about over here? We're talking about it's detached before this stuff is going to be fully processed. How do we know that? And that you're going to be chayiv in the maizeros and chal, etc. But davar shegidlu min haaretz, and something that is growing from the ground. Ve'elu she'enochem. So those people all eat midaraisa. These ones that don't. The oseh b'mechur b'lekarka. One is working with stuff that's still attached to the ground. Beep, turn the page. Pesam abeis. B'shal she'en gemar melacha. When it's not yet finished and it's not yet done, the stuff is still growing. Rashi says, for example, what? That could go on a menachis, but Psalm, someone's doing nikosh, they're doing weeding by onions, and the stuff is still growing over there. But talosh menachaka, me'achish nigmar melachto, or something that is detached in the ground after the work is complete. It is finished, says Rashi. Gigon nisparsu agulav demasnisen. Like we're going to see a Mishnah later on that's talking about someone gets hired to pack fig cakes that split open. They repack them over there. Since he's working with figs that already were done and they reached the stage over the gifting of Truma Samai, so he can't go and take from them. Whatever saying good little man, arach is something that doesn't grow from the ground. Rashi is going to cholev behemosav, a mikban, someone who is milking cows or working, making cheese. They can't go and take some of that stuff that's coming from, it doesn't grow from the ground. From where do we know this? Rashi the Paul Chabim Chaber, that he eats stuff from the stuff that is Mechaber to the Karka while they're going in there chopping from the ground. When you come to the vineyard of your friend, and you eat. Rashi says, Lakaman Daris Lebapol, Vesefa Dekra, Ve'el Kel Yucha Lo Sitin Mashma, Ela Lekalav, Lechlav Shalbala Bayis, Titanama Beshaskamar Melachna Chiburkai, this is what we're talking about. The whole pasuk is Kisava Bekarme Echa, Bechata and Nabim Kenab Shecha Savecha, Ve'el Kel Yucha Lo Sitin. You may not put into your vessel. Right? So, we're going to see a brisa that's going to learn that from this. Is talking about a worker who's hired to work in this vineyard, and it's we learn from the end of the pasuk that the worker can't put it in his own kli, but has to put them in the owner's kli, which means that we're dealing with the stuff of picking the grapes, and so we see that the Torah says that the worker over there can eat from the stuff at the time of the completion of the work, meaning what's being picked. Ashkechan Karam. Okay, so now we know Karam, a vineyard. Kol Mili Minalan. How do we know any other type of thing over there? That's similar to that. Gamrina Mikarim, learn it from a Karam. Ma Karam Yucha, just like a Karam, is something that Davashe Gidule Karka, Vishas Garmalacha, Paul Ochelbo. Just like a vineyard is something that grows from the ground, and the halacha is that a worker can eat from it at the time of finishing up the work, when he's picking it out of the ground. I've called over little karka, which has come over polo chabo. So, to anyone's allowed to do, if it's the same type of idea. Mala karam shikim chai ba'olos. Frek the gemara. Hold on 1 second. How can you compare the two? We know that karam is chai of an ololos. What's ololos? That's when you have clusters of grapes that don't form properly, and the Torah says you got to leave it over for poor people. So, you see that, oh, maybe just like that has certain weaknesses in terms of the karam, maybe also in terms of working there also. You can't learn it for other people. To other types of crops. Gamrina mi kama. So we learn it out from kama. Kama is a grain, a standing grain. Kana gufa minal. And how do we learn? What do we know? How do we know that then? This is the pasuk says, ki sava ba kamas re'acha v'katafta melilos biyadecha. Rashi brings at the end of the pasuk is where we're learning this from. The end of the pasuk goes and says that when you come into the standing grain of your fellow, you can't take the ears with your hand, but you may not lift. You can take it with your hand, I'm sorry, but you can't put a sickle against the standing grain of your fellow. And when it says you can't put a sickle, implies that the pasuk is talking about grain that's ready to be taken, to be harvested, when it's normally used a sickle over there. So, in other things also, we learn out the same idea that we learn out from the standing grain. You don't have an olos problem, that's what you can learn that for them. So remember, we have another problem. Malak kamas shekein chayev es b'chala. We know that you're chayev in the mitzvah of chala. They have to take off from the grain to go and give to the kohen. Says Gemara. To bolster this question, we may the high kama kama de mechayev es b'chala. How do we know it's talking about that it's chayev in chala? Dilma kol kama kama rechmana. Maybe it's mean all standing grain, even things that are not chayev in the mitzvah of chala. Like millet or something like that. It says Gemara, I say kama kama. We do exer shava kama kama ksiv hachaki shava bekamas riecha. It says over here that when you come into the grain of your friend, uksiv awesome, and it says over there mehachel chermesh bakama. It says when the sickle is the first. Is first put to the standing grain. This is talking about cutting the barley used for the carbon omer, and the barley is one of the things to challah that the challah does apply to, right? I can't remember what I'm trying to say here. Wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. Those are the five things that itaka does apply to. Therefore, we say mahalsim kama demechayev b'chala af hachanami kama demechayev b'chala, and therefore yikilamifach malak kama shekinechayev b'chala, so you can't learn that to other things. No problem. Karam will knock up that issue over here because that is not shaykh. That's not. There's no issue of chal over there, but malak karam shekinechayev b'chala, but it's a mitzvah olos, so it's imply. Let's comment to chayev chazadin lori zekri zeh lori zekri zeh. Right, chazadin lori zekri zeh. Both of them have a tzad on mizbeach. What is that? The vineyards they bring for nisachim. Rashi says yain nisachim v'solas leminachos. Says Rashi, right? So both of them have what to do with the Mizbech and other things don't. For us, an ami zayis is by tzad mizbech, and an olive would also be part of this. Maybe you could also add olives to this because of the fact that they also have a tzad mizbech, says Rashi, that of Asanami Zayas Bahidina, the Isba tzad mizbech, who shemen le menachos. The menachos go on the mizbech, and the shemen menachos go on there also. Aval sharmine ilanos, vizayim lo, others not. Therefore, we're going to learn those from. Frank, then we're a side point first. Vizayas b'metzad osi. Why, b'metzad osi? Tell me because of the fact that osi is a similar characteristic. Who goofy karamikri? It's called karam itself. The chsiv vayavid migadis radkama vad Kerem Zayas. So therefore, you don't have to bring it because the fact that it's connected with the Mizbeach. You just time say because it has the word Kerem itself, and that's why it's connected. Amar Papa, what's the answer? Kerem Zayas, Ikri Kerem Stam. So Kerem Zayas, Ikri Kerem Stam. It's not called the Kerem itself, therefore it has to be included because it's part of Mizbeach. Bekoma Kum Kasha, still we have a Kasha to learn the rest of them. Ella, Amar Shmuel, Amar Ka Vichermesh, Larabas Kol Bale Chermesh. The pasuk says, but a sickle, which is including anything that that's cut with a sickle, which means other things also, grains and beans, etc. V'hai chermesh mi-bayilei. We need it. That at the time of using the chermesh, when it's being picked, which is the time when it's finished, then you could eat. But when it's not the time of it, don't eat. Therefore, you can't say that it's used now, that it's open to be used to dash into something else. Ahu says, no. Ahu, that din, the one who works with things that are connected can eat it at the time it's picking, is el keli chalosite nafka. We'll learn that from the words in the pasuk that say, but you may not put it into your vessel, right? That we said by the vineyards. So the word chermesh, the word sickle, is actually open and to be darshened, and it could be any crops that are cut with a sickle. Tenech tvar chermesh. Okay, so that makes sense. You can learn from there things that are cut with a sickle, like we said, different types of grains, kidneys, like beans. The laber chermesh minolim, but what about things that are not bar chermesh? That's just kimon kigon amosik bezesim ba'agoder b'tamarim. Like when it comes to zesim and tamarim and dates, those things you don't use that in order to take it down. So how do you learn that out? Elam Rav Yitzchak Amar Kra Kama. It says the word Kama, and Larabas Kol Bale Kama, which is including any crop that we can call a Kama, some standing thing. Rashi says Omdim Bekoma Ba'aretz VaKol B'Chlal. Anything that stands in the ground, and that means any type of produce that comes from it. But you said before that means it's comparing those two together, and these things are not going to be chay v'chala, therefore should be included. That drasha made sense. Before we knew that the sickle comes to include anything cut with a sickle, even if it's not chay v'chala. But now that we have the word sickle, the Israeli lay to teach that Israeli lay called the first chermesh, the afal gav de lo mechay v'chala. Kama lamali, the word I need the word kama for. Larabas kobeli kama. It must be, it's coming to include kobeli kama, kama, because chermes is even thinking of that chala. So therefore, kama is coming to teach you kobeli kama, anything that is stuff that is attached to the ground. Okay, Zark the Gemara. Now, Vahash the nafka lan mi chermes mi kama. We learned it out from all the different types of crops. It could be eaten midaraisa, the stuff that's being taken from the ground. Yeah, also a vineyard. Savo b'karam re'echa lamali. The one I need the pasuk when you come into the karam re'echa. Rashi says ve'el keli chalositein av karam kusi titein. Amarava lehil chosav. The pasuk is needed for its halachas. Other halachas. Could the tell me to the brisa? Ki savo when you come into the land. Nemar kan bia. It says the word bia of coming in. Ve'el holen lo savo alav hashemesh. And it says in another place the sun shall not come upon him. That's talking about when you have to pay your workers. You got to pay him before the sun goes down. Just like there, the pasuk speaks of a worker. So if we hear a segment of worker also, when it says, and then it says in the pasuk, the vineyard of your friend, which means that the law applies the vineyard of your friend, but not the vineyard of a kusi, of a guy. By a guy, even if you're working for him, you're even allowed to put it in your kli. This goes well, according to when it says that stealing from a kusi is also. Rashi says, plukta begozel meichel and bavakama. Machloik is over there, throwback over there. Hainu ditzukah, lemishe paul. And that's what you need to matter a paul to go and to take with the permission more than what he needs right now, but putting it in, putting in the kli. El lemanda amar get the kusi mutter. So it's going to be mutter. Hasa gazela mutter pull me by. Even stealing it straight up is going to be mutter. So you need to tell me that someone's working for him needs to say it also. The one who says that it's actually mutter, so he understands that pasuk of saying mokim la beker meyecha is coming to tell you that to teach you that the velo shel hektish, but not if it's the vineyard of hektish. If that's where you're working, it says aser lecha, it's going to be aser to go and eat. Says the Gemara. A continuation of the Brisa is saying the achalta v'lamotzis. The pasuk says then you can eat it, which means. But not suck on it. You can't suck at the juice and throw away the skins of the grape. Brachas hayayin v'zorka chersadim. Suck at the wine from it and throw away the grape skins. Anavim v'lo anavim v'davar acher. And that is that grapes, but not grapes and something else. Rashi says, litvol anavim b'melech l'misakin sheyochol harbe. Can't dip the grapes in salt to bring out the flavor so that you get even more of them. Kinafshcha, kinafshcha shel bal habayis, kach kinafshcha shel poel. Kinafshcha, which means like your soul. Rashi says, ki'ilu hein shelcha, like they're yours. Like it means like that, like what belongs to the owner, so is what belongs to the worker. He could eat the fruit like he was actually the owner himself. Manafshach ochel upater. Ma nafshecha ochel upater, af nafshecha ochel upater. Just like something belongs to you, can eat, and upater from being taken off trumas there, rashes min ha-meiser, the ha-lo nigma malach didn't finish yet, la-meiser d'tan, yayin, mishiyar labor, only when it's concerned with stage, af nafshecha ochel upater. So to what belongs to the worker, the Torah allows him to go and to take all he's doing. He can eat it and he's putter from having to take off maizos first. Rashi's v'lo amina and hold the be agri alchi he's eating as a reward al karcho shabal abayis havalei kemekach umekach umekach kovas la maizer. That's it's like a sale and sale is kovas for maizer. Atav shel nigma malachto kivon dezavni achshavi, since it was sold it becomes like chashav now. And therefore, we don't say that. So, vecha v'lo chila gasa, to the amount that you need to be satiate yourself, you can't, you know, gorge yourself. But don't put it into your kli. This means that the time that you put the fruit into the kli of the one who owns it, of your boss. You can only eat from it. You're not doing that. You're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to eat it, which means when you're working with the crops before the time of their harvest, then you can do it, but you can't go put it away for later. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.